Hello, my name is Tim Buss, and welcome to this AAT podcast on VAT and construction. The first thing to note is that I'll be talking about supplies in the construction industry, not for property owners. I'm not talking about property owning or the option to tax. That is a separate podcast. Services supplied in the course of construction of new and existing buildings are normally standard rated, that is liable to VAT at the standard rate, which is currently 20%. There are, though, a number of exceptions, such as new residential buildings, which are zero rated, the construction of new relevant residential and relevant charitable buildings, which are also zero rated, and there is certain work which qualifies for the lower rate, which is currently 5%. Zero rating, which is a rate of tax at 0%, but allows suppliers to recover VAT on related costs, applies to the construction of new qualifying buildings, such as dwellings, relevant residential buildings, and relevant charitable buildings. Zero rating also applies to housing associations who convert non-residential buildings, i.e. commercial buildings, into dwellings. Zero rating applies to approved alterations to listed buildings. It applies to building materials and certain electrical goods incorporated into a building by a builder supplying zero rated services. It should be noted, though, that zero rating only applies to construction services on qualifying dwellings. Zero rating does not apply to services not in the course of construction, such as architect fees, surveyor fees, and consultants. For professional fees, generally, standard rating applies. A new dwelling must have the following main features to qualify for zero rating. It must consist of self-contained living accommodation. There must be no provision for internal access to any other dwelling, and statutory planning consent must have been granted, and the work must have been carried out in accordance with that consent. If any of those features are not present, then the work becomes standard rated. As I've said, zero rating also applies to relevant charitable buildings and relevant residential buildings. A relevant charitable building is one which is going to be used by a charity for a non-business purpose. For example, places of worship or charities financed by donations. If a charity is using a building for a business purpose, for example, charity shops selling goods, then zero rating cannot apply to the construction of the new building. A relevant residential purpose applies to buildings used as children's homes, care homes, hospices, student accommodation, armed forces, and monasteries. Subcontractors carrying out work on new dwellings can zero rate their invoices. However, where subcontractors work on relevant charitable buildings or relevant residential buildings, they have to standard rate their invoices. It is only the main contractor who can zero rate. The reason for this is that a main contractor constructing a new relevant residential building or relevant charitable building cannot zero rate unless he is provided with a certificate from the user of the building confirming the stated use is for charitable or relevant residential purposes. The certificate must be issued before the supplier makes any supply of the building. The user of the building can create their own certificate, or they can use the example in the HMRC Notice 708. Approved alterations to listed buildings are zero rated. Approved alterations is work to the fabric of the building, in other words, not merely repair and maintenance work. In order for zero rating to apply, the work must require listed building consent, and listed building consent must have been obtained. In addition, work on a listed building is only zero rated if that listed building will be a dwelling, become a dwelling, or is used as a dwelling. So a listed building used for commercial purposes, work cannot be zero rated and has to be standard rated. The basic rule in any industry for VAT, and particularly the construction industry, is that work is always standard rated unless specifically relieved of VAT by zero rating or reduced rating. The following work is always standard rated: repair or maintenance work, alterations to an existing building, unless that building is a listed building, extensions, and the conversion or reconstruction of existing buildings. There is a reduced rate in operation, currently 5%, for certain work on what are known as residential conversions. A residential conversion is one which changes the number of dwellings in a building. For example, if a house is converted into flats, or flats are converted into one house, then there is a changed number of dwellings in the building, and the reduced rate of 5% would apply to the contractor's work. The reduced rate also applies to renovating and altering vacant buildings, provided the buildings have been vacant for more than 2 years and are to be used as dwellings. The reduced rate applies to building materials and electrical goods incorporated into a building by a builder supplying reduced rated services and energy saving materials. The reduced rate also applies to converting a commercial building into a dwelling. For the reduced rate to apply, the work has to be what is known as a qualifying service. Qualifying service is carrying out work to the fabric of the building or carrying out work within the immediate site in connection with the means of providing water, heat, power, access, or drainage. Qualifying services also include all works of repair and maintenance which are necessary to the conversion of the building from house into flats or flats into a house, or the conversion of a non-residential building into a dwelling, provided the repair and maintenance is an integral part of the conversion. The supply of goods by a builder providing services will be zero rated if the work performed is zero rated. The supply can be reduced rated if the work performed is reduced rated. Example of goods supplied by a builder include kitchen units, but not freestanding items such as fridges, cookers, and normal white goods. Building materials relating to goods that are ordinarily incorporated into a building are zero rated or reduced rated, as the case may be. There is a list in the HMRC Public Notice 708, which lists the items which HMRC accept are normally installed by builders. The lists include air conditioning, burglar alarms, fireplaces and surrounds, and electric showers. The list does not include fridges, cookers, washing machines, and carpets. These are all standard rated ware supplied. In conclusion, it is useful to consider a number of planning points and issues. Building materials are only zero rated if supplied with zero rated services. Once completion of a dwelling has passed, all work will be standard rated. So, for example, if a house has been finished and is lived in, any alterations to the house after it has been finished will be standard rated. Subcontractor supplies are only zero rated when the subcontractor is working on new dwellings. In any other case, the subcontractor has to charge standard rated VAT. Certificates are required for relevant residential buildings and relevant charitable purpose buildings. The user of the building has to give the certificate to the contractor. The reduced rate applies to residential conversions, as explained above. There is some devil in the detail, and the notice, or the section of the notice, 708, dealing with residential conversions, is quite long and detailed. For instance, there has to be a changed number of dwellings, and several contractors have been called out by, say, converting a pub into a private house. It's been found the pub has a flat above, which has been used by the manager or bar staff. If that's the case, and the pub is merely converted to one private house, there has not been a changed number of dwellings in the building. There was a flat before, there's a house afterwards, the number of dwellings has not changed, and therefore standard rating applies. If the pub had been converted to two flats, then the reduced rate would apply. Zero rating does not apply to items which are not classed as builders' fixtures and fittings or building materials, and either standard rating has to apply, or in new houses, is sometimes the case that the builder cannot recover input tax on the cost of the goods and therefore has to pass the VAT across to the house buyer in means of hidden VAT. VAT applies at the standard rate to all professional fees. One way of subverting this is to have design and build contracts. What would happen under the arrangements is that the architect would provide his or her services to the contractor, would charge 20% VAT, standard rate, which the contractor could recover as input tax. The contractor then makes one supply of a new house to the owner or buyer and zero rates the whole of the proceeds, thereby, if you like, subverting the fact that standard rated applies to architect fees. I hope you found this podcast useful. The construction industry is particularly complex from a VAT point of view, and the devil is in the detail. I would urge you to look at the information on the HMRC website, the public notice 708 in particular, which details all the ramifications of the zero and reduced rate. There are also podcasts on land and property ownership, which may be useful, and there are CPD master courses on the construction industry, which are run from time to time by the AAT. Thank you.